My brothers and sisters, I was thinking as I was preparing for the homily today, how beautiful it is when we see the fulfillment of God's promise. The fulfillment of God's promise, right? The promise of the virgin being with child, the name given Emmanuel, God is with his people. He receives the name Jesus, which means that God saves, right? God is with his people. He is in their midst. He has come to be with them. It's beautiful when we see scripture fulfilled. And we understand that many had hoped that the fulfillment of the Messiah would be in them. Today we celebrate the fulfillment of the promise was fulfilled in Mother Mary, the preparation of her to be the mother of the Messiah. It's great for her. It's wonderful for her. My brothers and sisters, we need not look far in Scripture to see the fulfillment of the Scriptures that is fulfilled in us. You know, we look, and I'm telling you, these names, these are not very, the names, some of them are recognizable, some of them are not. There are some very, very, lack of words, juicy stories that connect to Jesus' genealogy. There's some crazy stuff. Sit down, read it, read the scriptures, read the craziness. And I think it's extra crazy because we need to understand Jesus came into this world not because it was perfect, not because it was ready for him, but because it desperately needed salvation. It needed redemption. It needed reconciliation. There's no more fitting evidence of that than Jesus' family tree. So it's one thing to say, gosh, you know, I wish my name appeared somewhere in Scripture, you know, like I was the fulfillment of it. My brothers and sisters, we are. We are. And we miss it all the time because we hear the word peoples and we don't even think about it. I will proclaim your message to the nations and they will come and they will have right worship before the Lord. That's you and me, my brothers and sisters. We are the fulfillment of a promise of God. Over and over and over again, we see Scripture being fulfilled in us, in who we are. Today we celebrate Mother Mary's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. It's very important, you know, you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. She became your mom at the foot of the cross. Jesus gave her to John. He gave her to us and us to her. You have a mom. It's her birthday today. Make sure you tell her happy birthday. And my brothers and sisters, the story of redemption is not just the story of Mother Mary and Jesus and the genealogy listed in the gospel today. It is the greatest story that has ever been told, and you are a part of it. Your birth in time, your conception in time, and your birth is a part of this. We have much to rejoice and celebrate today. We are part of something that is so much greater than we could ever imagine, to be the fulfillment of promise. Promises made centuries ago, fulfilled in you and in me. May we rejoice in this great story of our redemption. Amen.